Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way, talking original form here on Brachos 38. Mashed fruits. A sage asked Rava what bracha one makes on Tarima, but Rava didn't know what he meant. Ravina was sitting there and he asked the sage whether he meant a Tarima of sesame, karkum, or grape leaves. From Ravina's questions, Rav remembered what Tarima meant, so he told the sage that he obviously meant something mashed, and he reminded him of Rav Asi's statement that one may make Tarima dates into Tarima mash, say that 10 times fast, but not into beer, indicating that the mash is still considered the original fruit. The Gemara therefore rules that one says ha'etz on date mash as it is considered to be in its original form. When it comes to brachos and this whole mesechta, talking about the idea of how to keep things in its original form, how to analyze things to see what bracha should be depending on the form. There's a whole topic of it. What bracha should you really make on chocolate because it has different essences, especially something like raisinets or the like that the Rabbi Rosner mentioned in his shiur recently. Different interesting aspects talking about what it means to have the original form. What we can learn from this is, especially when it comes to Torah learning, especially when it comes to reading about Torah, hearing about Torah, learning about Torah, or davening, we should do what we can to do it in its original form as much as possible. They say when you're davening, granted, you have to understand what you're saying and you have to know what you're saying, but if possible, it's best to daven in the original language of the original form of Hebrew as much as you can. Of course, if you need to understand it more, you could do it in English or whatever language you understand, but best to do it in the original form. And when you hear a shiur, best to hear from the person themselves. There's no comparison between hearing a shiur secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand versus hearing it from the person themselves, because everything is lost in translation. And like the game of telephone, the havdil, broken telephone, the havdil, the havdil, things get messed up, overt interpretations over and over once you give it over from person to person. Best to hear a shiur first from the person themselves. Best to read the Torah from its original source. You want to see something, look it up in the Sefer itself, in the Torah itself, in Navi or Tanakh, or the like, or the Gemara itself, or the Mishnah. Instead of trying to ask someone what it says or looking it up second or third hand, always go to that first original source. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 39 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.